You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The recent commentary from the US Federal Reserve has infused substantial volatility into global financial markets, with large spillovers and knock-on effects on emerging market economies. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das said on Monday at the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium 2022 last week. Fed Chair Jerome Powell clearly emphasized the U.S. central bank's prioritization of inflation concerns over growth. Markets across the world tanked in the wake of his comments. Amid a turbulent global environment, the resilience exhibited by Indian financial markets reflects the robust macroeconomic fundamentals of the economy, Das said. Among India's chief strengths, he enumerated the country's status as one of the fastest-growing major economies in the world and its favorable growth differential reflected in the surge of portfolio flows into India since July 2022. Moving on, India's services sector saw a sharp uptick in August on the back of stronger gains in new business, ongoing improvements in demand conditions and job creation. The seasonally adjusted S&P Global India Services PMI Business Activity Index rose from a four-month low of 55.5 in July to 57.2 in August, amid a quicker increase in business activity and the sharpest rise in employment in over 14 years. This is the 13th straight month of expansion for the services sector. The latest PMI print is encouraging as it comes on top of the Q1 GDP data showing an uptick in contact-intensive services, including trade hotels, restaurants, etc., and public administration. The momentum seems to have been largely maintained since. Meanwhile, in a move that will help pair its coal-based power capacity, Sembcorp Industries will sell its two India-based power plants to Oman's Tanveer Infrastructure PTE for Rs 11,700 crore. The two supercritical power plants, with a combined capacity of 2.6 gigawatts, are located in Andhra Pradesh. The Singapore-based utility said on Monday it has entered into an agreement to sell 100% of its holding in Sembcorp Energy India to Tanveer, indirectly owned by a consortium led by Oman Investment Corporation in partnership with the Ministry of Defense Pension Fund, Oman Endar Investment SPC. In another development, West Bengal and Uttar Pradesh on Monday supported goods and services tax on online gaming, horse racing and casinos at a uniform rate of 28% on the full value of the consideration without making a distinction between games of skill or chance, even as the group of ministers on the matter sought legal advice. The GOM will take legal opinion, probably from the Attorney General, on whether or not the prize money in online gaming and horse racing is covered within actionable claim before submitting the final report in a week to 10 days. The GST Council, which will likely meet later this month, will consider the latest report along with the earlier one submitted by the GOM in June. In a separate development, the Supreme Court on Monday held that Adani Ports and Special Economic Zones disqualification arising from the termination of the contract by Vishakhapatnam Port Trust in 2020 shall not come in the way of the company from participating in future tenders issued by other public authorities. A bench led by Justice M.R. Shah said that shall not bar or act as disqualification for the company from participating in future tenders. The decision has come on an appeal by Adani Ports challenge disqualification of its bid for maintenance and upgradation of the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority's container terminal in Navi Mumbai. Now some news related to free trade agreement. Liz Truss, as the UK's new Prime Minister, she will assume office on Tuesday, will likely stick to the plan of her predecessor Boris Johnson to clinch a free trade agreement with New Delhi by Diwali in October, given that both sides have more or less concluded the negotiations already and are equally keen to strike the deal at the earliest. Though India is still not among the UK's major economic partners, it accounts for barely 2% of its trade in goods and services and just 0.6% of its inward FDI stock. The scope for expansion on both these fronts are tremendous and much bigger than with any other country. Also, the FTA is seen to bring significant economic benefits to both sides rather quickly. Lastly, bulls are likely to dominate Dalal Street as SGX Nifty hinted at a positive start for domestic benchmark indices. Ahead of today's session, Nifty futures were trading 47.5 points, or 0.27% higher at 17,732 on the Singapore Exchange. On Monday, the BSE Sensex index rose 442.65 points to end at 59,245.98, while its broader peer, NSE Nifty 50, ended at 17,665.8. Up 126.35 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.